every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Barry, I want to talk to you.
Come in, Vivian. Look awfully serious about something. What is it?
Would you mind taking your nose out of those papers for a minute? Looking at me?
Sorry, darling. I've just got into a rather nutty problem, and you know how it is.
Yes, I know how it is, only too well.
That's the great thing about you, Vivian. You understand. I was a fortunate man to have married you. Being married to a scientist can be quite a strain, unless the wife sets out to understand.
Yes.
Anyway, I won't have to neglect you much longer. Once I get over this problem, the experiment will be underway. Vivian! My papers? What on earth's the matter with you? Why did you brush them off the desk like that? What are you doing?
At long last, I can't understand anymore. I'm sick of your papers, your problems, and your experiments. And most of all, I'm sick of you.
Vivian!
For the last year, this marriage you talk about has been a farce. Well, I just want you to know I've made up my mind what to do. You can marry your work. I want a divorce.
I don't follow.
You shouldn't have any difficulty following it. I'm always having it impressed on me that you're such a clever man. Someone of your intelligence should follow a simple thing easily. I don't want to be your wife any longer.
But why? I mean, I've no idea.
Of course you wouldn't. If you'd spared me one thought in the last year, I'd be amazed. What's happened these last 12 months? You've left home at 6 in the morning. You've come back at 8 or 9 at night. You've had dinner alone in here, in your study. And you've worked till midnight on your infernal equations and diagrams. Then you've fallen into bed exhausted. That's happened 7 nights a week for 52 weeks. And I won't stand it anymore. I can't stand it.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was getting you down.
Getting me down? I'm down so low now, Oh, it's impossible. No one can be expected to live the sort of married life you make me lead.
Well, I know I've been dreadfully busy, honey, and maybe it has seemed as though I've been over...
I want you to come to the lawyers with me first thing in the morning. I won't ask for any more than my freedom. I don't want a settlement. I just want the opportunity to start again with some other man. One who knows how to treat a wife.
But you don't realize the only reason I've been working so hard is for our future. Once I finish this thing, we'll never have to worry about money or security again.
Since when has my only concern been money and security?
Well, it's my main concern. I want to give you a good life, Vivian. I've been working hard to see you'll have everything you want. If this experiment comes off, and I know it will, why, I'll have every chance in the world of getting the Nobel. And once I have that, there'll be no looking back. We'll be able to buy the house you've always dreamed about, the car. You'll be able to walk into a Fifth Avenue store and buy whatever clothes take your fancy.
All I've ever wanted from you is a little attention, some affection.
You've had that? Well, I mean, I haven't ignored you completely.
You think again.
I haven't. And, well, you must realize I don't slave away because I like it. It's for you.
Oh, shut up. I tell you, I've had enough. I'll be ready to go to the lawyer at 10 tomorrow.
Listen, won't you both have just one more try? Compromise. Now, you, Barry, give away this night work. And Vivian, you...
I don't need any more advice, thank you, Alan. I've made up my mind what's the best course. And if you don't want to handle the case, well, you've only to say so.
Oh, I'll handle the thing if I have to, Vivian, but... Well, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm sure no one likes divorce. But the most unpleasant medicine is sometimes the best for you. Well?
You've been married, what is it, 5 years now, 6?
Nearly 6.
Well, now, you were happy enough until a few months ago, weren't you?
I was happy right up until last night when Vivian told me.
Yes, well, now listen. Don't you think, then, that all this is too premature?
I don't want a divorce. Vivian knows I love her.
Must we go through all this again?
Vivian, I don't usually ask questions like this, but as you're friends of mine, I'm going to stick my neck out. Is there, some other man already?
Not that it's any business of yours, Alan, but no, there isn't any other man.
I see. You've just completely lost your love for Barry.
That should be quite clear.
Well, surely you couldn't have loved him very much in the first place, then, if a few months, dissatisfaction can make you want a divorce.
You know my reason for wanting it. We've been over them half a dozen times already, and I'm not going over them anymore.
Oh, all right then, Vivian. Of course, the judge has to decide whether divorce will be granted, you know. If Barry didn't want to let you go, if he explained things to the court as he's explained them to me, you could be ordered to try again.
If any judge tries that, I'll desert Barry. So we can do it this way or wait a little longer.
He still needn't divorce you for desertion, you know. If he wanted to, he could keep you married to him for the rest of your life.
If you're determined to go, Vivian, I won't stop you. I've never wanted anything more than your happiness in life. And if this is the only way to give it to you...
When can we get a hearing?
Oh, well, in a week or so, I guess. I'll make out the papers.
Thank you, Ellen. I've made some coffee. Here.
Thank you.
I think I'll have mine in the kitchen.
All right.
Barry, I want you to know I'm grateful you don't want to cause any trouble. Thank you for making things easy.
There's still time to cancel the action, Vivian. I can ring Alan and tell him not to apply. He'd still be at the office. He probably wouldn't have got on the job straight away. It's only 2 hours ago that we saw him.
I wish I could say yes, go ahead, but it wouldn't be any use. You might be able to make a go of it if we try again, but, I couldn't.
Of course you could. I'd do anything you want.
When you suddenly realize your love is dead, nothing can revive it. I suppose this whole thing is my fault when it's all boiled down. I haven't enough strength of character or something. It'll be far better to leave things as they are. I guess we should never have married. Anyway, there are no kids. One good thing. You'll find a woman who'll be right for you. Like that, I'll find the right man.
No. No, I'll never marry again. There's only one person I want.
Barry, I'm desperately sorry.
All right, Vivian.
I guess I'll go pack my things up. I'm about to a hotel.
I can do that.
No. No, this is your house. You stay here.
Okay.
Barry.
I'm going over to the laboratory. How are things going, Frank?
Oh, here you are. I was wondering when you'd get in, Chief. The message I got said you'd be in about 11.
I got delayed.
Huh? Something wrong?
Yes.
Sorry to hear it. Anything I can do?
No. Thank you.
Well, if anything does come up and I can help, just let me know.
Thanks, but that won't happen. You're married, aren't you, Frank?
Uh-huh. 4 years.
You and your wife quite happy?
Sure.
Does she mind all the late hours you keep?
Sometimes she gets a bit snaky, but that's only natural. And she soon gets over it. She knows I've just got an eye on the future, and she understands what I'm doing and why.
Mm-hmm. You can tell your wife you won't be doing any more night work from now on.
Huh?
There's no reason why our work should kill two marriages.
But... Oh.
My wife is divorcing me through this. I won't let you run the same risk.
Chief, I guess it doesn't mean much. But I'm sorry to hear it.
So am I. Switch on more power, will you, Frank? I'm going to add the B-12 mixture now.
Right, Chief. Power up.
Stay there. I may want more. And keep your fingers crossed. If we get over this tricky bit, we're home and dry. Here goes.
Cut back the power. Cut it back. There's been a mistake. Cut it off.
Only stay a minute. I'll have to get back to the lab and save what equipment is left.
I couldn't get here sooner. After you rang, Frank, I had the devil's own job getting a cab. Where is he? Where's Barry?
They've just taken him away.
Oh.
You must have passed the ambulance and only left a minute ago.
But where have they taken him?
To the general hospital. They couldn't do enough for him here.
Oh, is he badly hurt?
I'm afraid so. I was lucky. I was standing well out of the way when the thing exploded. He got the full force of it.
Well, will he die?
The doctors here aren't very hopeful. So what, he's still in one piece. His face, chest.
I'll go straight over to the general hospital.
Okay. I'll have to get back now before the firemen stop everything.
The general hospital, as quickly as you can get there.
I was wondering if you'd come over.
I've been waiting all afternoon. They wouldn't let me see you until now.
Is there anyone else in the room?
No. Why?
I've got something to tell you. It's better if we're alone while you hear it.
What is it?
Of course you may know already. If the doctor says anything to you.
No, I couldn't get anything out of them.
Well, they've let me know what I can expect. It's only fair that you should know, too. For a start, I'll never be able to see it. They can operate, but the chances of success are so close to nil, they're not worth bothering about. And as a second thing, I won't be out of this hospital for at least 18 months. Maybe 2 years. Probably much longer.
Oh, Barry.
If and when I do get out, I'll still be rather a mess. So there you are. Now that that's over, I want the divorce as much as you do. Things like this sometimes change a person's mind. I mean, you could have started to think along different lines now, but I'm thinking on different lines, too. No woman could be saddled with what's left of me. I hope the divorce will go through as we both want it, and I don't want you to come here again, Vivian. Goodbye. Good luck. I hope you make a good life for yourself somewhere else.
Well, Barry, how are things?
Feeling any easier?
I feel all right. How are things with you, Alan?
So-so.
Any news about the divorce?
Yes, yes. That's one of the things I came to tell you about. The nice I was given this morning, the absolute will be available in 6 months.
I see. Well, I'm glad she went through with it.
Yes, yes. Well, she did have a change of mind, you know.
I somehow thought she might. Anyway, she did what I wanted, so that's the main thing. How is she?
Well, she's not very well.
What?
As a matter of fact, she's just become a neighbor of yours. It happened an hour ago.
What happened? What do you mean?
Well, she caught a cab from my office, and there was a crash.
No.
Unfortunately, it's more sharp than anything, as far as I can make out. Although she did suffer some injuries, but from what I heard, it doesn't seem to be very serious.
Vivian. Oh, how ghastly. But I don't want her coming here, Ellen. Tell her when you see her again, when she's well again, she mustn't come here to see me.
Well, yes, of course, if you say so, Barry, but why not?
I just don't want her anywhere near me, that's all.
Yes, you still love her a lot, don't you?
I love her more than anything in this world. But if she stays away from me, it won't seem so bad. Give her my regards. Tell her I hope she's up and about again soon.
Yeah. Sure. Sure, Barry. I'll do that.
Good morning, Professor Lester.
Who are you?
Your new nurse. Nurse Baxter's been detailed to other duties, and I've been promoted to looking after you.
Oh.
It's quite a promotion, too. I've never had anyone as important as you to look after.
What's your name?
Jane Brandt.
Very well, Nurse Brandt. Welcome to the dreariest room in the hospital. I'd like to say you'll have a pleasant time working here, but I'm afraid you won't. I think poor Baxter nearly went out of her mind trying to look after me.
Oh? Well, I have a little surprise for you. She was furious at being moved.
Do tell. How do you look?
Pardon?
You'll have to describe yourself to me. I know Baxter was a pretty smart number. Are you in the same category?
I don't really know. I'm 5'6". Slim, dark hair.
Short or long?
Short.
Oh, that's a pity. I like long hair. And my wife had long dark... Anyway, then, that doesn't matter. What else?
Brown eyes. Silly nose. A mouth that I think's too big. And, well, that's about the end of it.
You sound quite human. You may stay.
Thank you.
Will you be staying with me for very long?
I don't know. That depends.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see, speaking metaphorically.
How much would you give to see again?
I don't care for that question.
I'm sorry, but I had a reason for asking it. I've just been told they're going to perform another operation.
What? Over the last 6 months, there have been 3 operations, none of them successful. They were right when they told me a long time ago that I wouldn't see again.
They seem to have changed their minds.
What?
Sir Hartley Shaw, the English surgeon, is in New York. He came here for a holiday, but he's been asked to see what he can do for you. I understand, by current estimates, he's the best eye man in the world.
Sure, but he would cost a fortune. I couldn't afford it.
Your firm's paying for him.
Oh.
But perhaps I'm telling you too much. I only overheard all this. I expect they'll tell you soon, and when they do... For heaven's sake, act surprised. Don't let on you've heard.
Do you know any more?
Well...
Tell me. Tell me everything you can. I want to know.
Well, the only other thing I heard is that the people who worked with you have a fund going. I understand there'll be enough in it by the end of the month to get Dr. Lewis Martin for you.
Lewis Martin's the best plastic surgeon in the country.
That's what they say.
Oh, but this is fantastic. Why should they do this for me?
It seems there are people around who like you very much. who admire you for what you are and what you've done. Now they want to do something for you.
Well, of course, it's wonderful, but hard to believe.
A lot of people believe in you, Professor. They want to see you well again. They'll make sure you get back to where you were before. There's not much more in the paper. They just seem to be filling up the columns with a lot of nonsense these days. Do you want to hear why Hollywood's reigning movie queen eats yogurt for breakfast?
No, thank you.
I didn't think you would. And that concludes this latest news bulletin.
Thanks for reading the paper to me again, Jane.
That's all right. I wonder how many papers I've read you since I've been on duty here.
It seems like thousands.
You know, I think I'll miss it when I can't read any more to you. When the time comes that you can read them for yourself again.
You're so certain this last operation sure will do will be a success.
Of course. Sure certain of it, so the rest of us should be, too.
To see again. That'll be quite a day when these bandages are taken off.
It'll be a great day. You've so much to look forward to now. The plastic surgery a success. The eye operation undoubtedly the same.
I'll be able to see and move about in a world of my own.
Why do you say of your own?
It's just the way it'll be.
Do you still want to see her again? Your ex-wife?
No. I don't want to see her. I really couldn't stand up to that, but do I still love her? If you'd ask me that. I'm sorry, Jane. I'm burbling on. If this final operation turns out all right, I'll get back to my work. I guess if I go about it in the right way, I can make that take the place of everything in time.
You ready, Professor?
Yes, Sir Hartley. I'm ready.
When the bandages are removed, open your eyes slowly. There's nothing to worry about. You'll see. Nurse, remove the bandages, please.
Why, Sir Hartley,
please, the bandages.
Yes.
What's the matter, Jane? Too nervous?
I'm sorry. I guess. Here we go.
Now I'll find out whether you've given me an accurate description of yourself, Jane.
Yes.
How long does this unwinding go on?
There. You can open your eyes now.
Vivian.
Forgive me for tricking you like this, Barry. But it was the only way I could do it. You wouldn't have accepted my realization that I made a dreadful mistake asking you for a divorce. I canceled the application. As soon as I left this room on that first day you were brought here, I went to Alan's office and told him not to apply for a hearing.
We're still married?
Yes. You understand. We all had to deceive you.
Oh. Vivian.
It was easy to carry out the deception. That car accident. Something happened to my vocal cords. My voice changed. And I had to work at something, so as I was a nurse before you married me.
I wish you'd told me. I wish that...
If we told you, you would have ordered me out, thinking you were doing the kindest thing for me. No. This was the only way it could be handled. Barry, I was another fool, but I think I've paid for it now. The dreadful suspense of waiting and wondering whether you'd get over this has been a ghastly punishment. But now we can start again. Oh, darling, I do love you. There'll be no more mistakes.
only a time of making up for everything we missed.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.